This is Radioactive Magazine, a KKFI public affairs program of progressive activism, opinion, and commentary. Opinions expressed on this program are those of the speakers alone and are not necessarily the views of KKFI, its staff, volunteers, board of directors, show hosts, or other guests on the program.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike Nichols, and on today's show, we are going to go, we're talking with an organization called Connecting for Good, and an upcoming event that they have is Tech Mob Recycle Event. This is happening on Saturday, April 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is at their tech center in Kansas City, Kansas at 2006 North 3rd Street. Coming up is two interviews that I got to do with both of the founding members of Connecting for Good, Michael Limita and Rick Dean. So without further pause, let's start off the first interview. This one is with Michael Limita. Welcome to Radioactive Magazine, a special on-site edition. I'm here with co-founder and CEO of Connecting for Good, Michael Limita. And we are down at the Kansas City, Kansas Technical Center on 3rd Street, 2006 3rd Street, and that's Kansas City, Kansas. We're actually sitting right here in the middle of their computer lab. Looks like they're up to 25 computers. When I first walked in, this place was packed. There was mainly kids out from school doing homework, checking up on their Facebook. It looked like a few were playing games. I saw a woman on one computer in the corner, had her baby stroller, and I think she might have actually been working on her resume. It looked like she was in Word or some type of program like that. But it's definitely getting a lot of use. It seems like a very popular place.
Yeah, well, 1,000 people live across the street at the Juniper Gardens Public Housing. And so, you know, a lot of them just don't have computers. We brought Wi-Fi to all the units across the street. We built a mesh network that is four blocks wide, and we did that last year, or the year before last. Now, last year, we opened up the center across the street. It's a collaborative effort with the Kansas City, Kansas Public Housing Authority, and so this is their building, which they provide space for us, as long as we do programming.
All right.
So along with our computer lab, we do our refurbishing operations here as well, which you got a chance to look at.
Oh, yeah. Actually, let's take a step back and just talk a little bit about what's the mission plan of Connecting for Good. So you're a non-for-profit,
right?
501(c) here in Kansas City.
Right. We've been doing this since 2011. Our whole focus is we're the only non-profit in Kansas City that's dedicated exclusively to closing the digital divide. The best way to explain the digital divide, in my terms, is simply it's the same old social, economic, racial, cultural divide that we've always had, except that today, not being able to get online in your home makes you a lot more disadvantaged. So really, Connecting for Good exists to help people become educated users of the internet, helping them to become productive digital citizens. And we do that by what we call our free digital life skills classes, which last year we trained 2,106 adults in 10 different locations last year in a total of 244 class sessions.
What sort of things do you teach in digital life skills?
Well, it's the most practical things. What is email? How do you use email? What's the internet? How do you browse the internet? What can you find on the internet? You know, real practical stuff like look up the weather, look up a bus route, find out what's playing at the movies.
Right.
So there's that element of it, but it's also how do I find a job online? What's available with online education? So we try to introduce people to the whole basic world of online learning, online shopping, online job search, online entertainment.
All right.
Focus is really just to help people realize, you know, the internet can help me to improve my life. It can enhance my daily life.
All right. So you get into, like, search engines and how that works.
Yeah. And so, we have two classes every Wednesday and Friday at 31st and Troost at 10 a.m. We have a Thursday class here as well. What's happening is that these classes are becoming more almost like computer clubs, because people want to come back and come back and come back. And it's just a place where they can be in a safe environment, have people around who can answer questions. We believe that the best learning in digital life skills is kind of self-guided. Okay. So there's a website called gcflearnfree.org, which has over 700 lessons in almost every imaginable component of the internet. You can even learn how to speak a foreign language on it.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of our main sort of platform for our teaching. We also do something we call Family Computer Days, and we just did this last night at Crystal Ray High School, where we had a lot of the parents there introduced to the internet. Mm-hmm. And a part of our whole focus is, you know, we believe probably the main reason people aren't online is that they can't afford a computer. So that's why we do computer refurbishing. We collect basically thousands of used computers and then fix them up. It's usually like a ratio of we collect three, we can make one good one out of it.
Okay, so you take in donations from... You have an event coming up next month.
Yes, actually Tech Mob is coming here from 10 to 1 on Saturday, April 11th.
All right.
So we're asking people to, you know, do your spring cleaning, get your electronics over to us, and we'll find a good home for them. We are also wanting to use that as sort of like an opportunity for people to tour what we're doing here.
Okay.
To see this network that I showed you across the street, to see how we do refurbishing and how that works. But also, I think one noteworthy thing is that the space that you see right here, this computer lab is the first public access computer lab in the world that is running on Google Fiber.
Well, I just wanted to cut in for one moment on this interview. And coming up, I'll talk a little bit more with Michael Limata. But part of their program is, on top of teaching about computer skills, they also provide inexpensive computers and inexpensive internet access.
Thunderstorm warning for East Central Johnson County, Missouri, Northern Pettis County, until 6:30 p.m. At 6:06 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Whiteman Air Force Base and moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. At 5:51 p.m., local emergency management reported 2-inch diameter hail in Leighton. Expected hazards include golf ball-size hail and 60 miles per hour wind gusts. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. People and animals outdoors will be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Lamont and Hughesville. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 6:30 p.m. for the following counties in Missouri, Johnson and Pettis.
We believe that the device or the computer is the biggest cost people face, but oftentimes it's an internet subscription. So our focus has been working with people who are very low income. So if you live in a public housing facility like Juniper Gardens here, your average family income is like $10,000 a year. So I just read Pew Research that said that the average broadband subscription in America is $41 a month. So you're not going to pay $41 a month for internet while you're still struggling to keep shoes on your kids or food on the table.
Right.
So we're really committed to making sure that these people still have an opportunity to be online. So right now we've wired up 4 low-income housing projects and have about 3 more kind of on the drawing boards.
Okay.
So about 500 families are getting internet from us for free.
And oh, that's great.
Just last November, we teamed up with a couple of national organizations, Mobile Beacon and EveryoneOn.org, and we became the EveryoneOn.org's first local franchise. That was kind of my crazy idea I talked to them about in Washington last year.
Okay.
Right now, they sell their services basically through the web. And I said, well, you can't close the digital divide digitally. So we're working with all these people, so why don't you let us sell your devices and even collect cash for people who don't have bank accounts, because many low-income people don't. So what this is a 4G program using an educational channel on the Sprint network. And the devices are and the internet subscription is just $1 a month.
All
so
right.
It's almost like the internet equivalent of a pay-as-you-go cell phone.
Okay.
And,
that sounds great.
Right. And the good news is that in the next few months, this whole system is going from 4G to LTE.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be a much more stable, much more reliable, much faster connection with broader coverage.
Okay.
And so the devices may be more than $5 to purchase the device, but the subscription will still be. So we feel that's pretty reasonable. Almost anybody can afford that.
Right.
It's like internet for 2 packs of cigarettes a month, basically.
Oh, yeah. That's a great deal.
But actually, beyond the 3-prong, now I think we're moving into a 4-prong approach.
Okay.
And that's creating public spaces, like the one here on 3rd Street, where we have 25 computers running on Google Fiber that are open to anybody who needs to use a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So in this situation, of course, for trainings and clubs and stuff like that that use the internet, we're able to create a space where people can come. And, you know, for an inner-city kid to come to have a place where it's safe to be a geek is a good thing. And so we are actually right now in the process of installing Minecraft on all of these computers.
Okay.
So that we're not just giving them a chance to play games or Facebook, but actually to come to a place where, you know, they can work on these projects together in Minecraft. And we're talking about other things like for America, the Hour of Code, other things where we're introducing them to more hard tech skills.
You're doing coding classes like HTML and CSS and things like that?
Right. We've actually hooked up with Mozilla.org and the Hive to actually create those kind of learning experiences. So this summer we'll have a tech camp.
Oh, wow. And is this the first, this will be your first tech camp?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully that goes very well.
Yeah, well, we're excited because, you know,
do you have a lot of kids that'll ask about, they want to make their own game, trying to get into the code and into the nuts and bolts of the computer?
Kids are ready. We ask what is their aspiration. That was, they wanted to create computer games, they wanted to create cell phone apps.
So, like I said, that was another interview, another part of the interview with Michael Limata. If you're interested in what Connecting for Good is doing, or to find out more about their programs, you can go to their website, connectingforgood.org. I believe connectingforgood.com also works, but definitely try connectingforgood.org. And or if you do not have a computer, they do have 2 phone numbers. One is, the Missouri side is 816-559-7077. And then on the Kansas side, they have another phone number. It is 913-730-0677. And the next part of the interview with Michael Limata, we're kind of breaking down the numbers of the digital divide here in Kansas City. So stay tuned.
Well, you know, the numbers for the digital divide in Kansas City, Kansas, the U.S. Census of 2013 found that less than half of the families have an internet connection and computer in their homes.
Less than half?
It makes Kansas City, Kansas, the 7th least connected city in America.
Oh, wow.
We know that in the areas here of Northeast Wyandotte County and east of Troost Avenue in Kensington, Missouri, something like only one in five families in these neighborhoods actually has an internet subscription and a computer in their home. That's why the statistic of 70% of all students in the Kansas City public schools don't have internet at home. So, you know, that bothers me quite a bit. When you think of kids in the outlying suburbs, Johnson County, elsewhere, it's 80, 90-plus percent of the kids can go home and get their homework done on the internet.
Right.
So
the internet's a big part of the education system now.
Yeah, we just believe that you can't have a quality education without access to internet. So our, you know, goal is to make sure that no kid in this town doesn't have a way to get online when he needs to for school.
And there's situations where the school is actually giving a laptop to a kid to take home to do homework, and they don't have any way to connect to the web, even though they have the school computer.
Right. And so both here in KCK and Kansas, Missouri, some of these kids, you know, will sit outside of the McDonald's in a parked car just so they can pull in a signal for a while.
Oh, really? Just out in the... Okay. Just pick up a public Wi-Fi
anywhere
Starbucks.
They can. Okay. Yes, we heard a story of a high school where a whole group of kids had gathered, and the police came by and called the superintendent and said you might need to come by here because looks like trouble is brewing. Well, it turns out when they got there, it was just kids trying to do their homework after hours.
For those of you that just may be joining us, you are listening to Radioactive Magazine on KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City's community radio. The interviews that you've been listening to have been with Michael Limata, co-founder and CEO of Connecting for Good, talking about his not-for-profit organization work towards bridging the digital divide here in Kansas City. Stay tuned. Coming up next is my interviews with the other co-founder of Connecting for Good, Rick Dean. So here we go. Here's the next interview.
I'm here at the Kansas City, Kansas Technical Center for Connecting for Good, right, down on 3rd Street, 2006 3rd
North.
Street, North 3rd Street in Kansas City, Kansas.
Right.
I'm here with the other co-founder of Connecting for Good. This is Rick Dean.
It's good to meet you.
Oh.
It's good to be on.
Thank you for taking the time to let me interview you. You had some stats you wanted to go over, kind of tell us a little bit about the digital divide and people that you're helping.
Right, yeah. In the last year, we took a look at the people that, you know, wanted to understand more about the people that we're serving so that we could better serve them. And we found that 25% of the people that come into our classes have never touched a computer before. 75% of those people are over the age of 50. 80% of those people are minorities, predominantly African-American.
Okay.
75% have an income, have a household income less than $20,000 a year. 90% of the people that come in buy a refurbished computer from us. Two-thirds of the participants are women.
Okay.
And half of those women are over the age of 60 with a child under the age of 18 living with them full time.
Okay, so like a single...
it's grandma's raising grandkids coming in here trying to figure out what it is that their grandkids are up to.
Alright.
And trying to keep up
so
with them.
So the kids kind of know about the computers, but the grandma or grandpa doesn't?
Right.
Or they're learning it and then getting a computer so that their grandsons and granddaughters have access, you know, to the web.
Right. In both cases, a lot of times the grandkids have a computer supplied to them by their school, and they're bringing it home, but there's no internet connection, so we're helping them to get an internet connection. We're helping grandmas to understand how to use it to bring their own computer, because, you know, a lot of those schools that send those computers home, those computers have to go back to the school at the end of the school year. So okay. All summer long, so they don't have a computer. And
so do you have a surge of people that, I guess, how are people finding out about this? Is this more like word of mouth? You have some people that are going in and they're just
It is really organic.
It's really organic? Okay.
Really organic. People just, they find us. It's, you know, once a good thing gets out, it's not hard to find out about it. People are just, you know, we're seeing hundreds a month come through our doors.
Okay.
Trying to find us, to use our services, to go through our classes, to buy our computers.
Okay. And then you say, like, do you get a spike in the summer when the students don't have access to the computers at school and they're out of school? Are you seeing even more people kind of coming during the summers to get access
to
computers?
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't tried to analyze it by sales by month yet. At this point, we're just trying to keep enough supply in so that we can meet the current demands.
Right. Yeah, and when I was talking to you earlier off air, you were saying that you guys are now putting out close to 200 computers a month?
A month,
And you've been doing that for almost 2 years now?
Right, yeah. You know, it took us a little while to ramp up. We probably hit 100 a month last summer.
Okay.
You know, because that was our first full year. When we first started January of 2013, we were in Westport, and then we moved, that summer, we moved to 31st and Troost. So, you know, we had a little bit of downtime at the same time. As soon as we moved to Troost, we just blew up. We weren't that busy when we were in Westport.
Okay.
But, you know, we were brand new, still trying to figure out who we wanted to be when we grew up. And you know, one of the things we figured out pretty quickly was that we needed to be where we were serving.
Okay.
We needed the presence where we were serving with our, you know, our target population. So we moved to 31st and Troost, and we exploded almost overnight with business and traffic. And then the next spring, we opened this facility in Kansas City, Kansas.
And now this has turned into your headquarters, the Kansas City, Kansas, but you still keep a presence like a satellite or a classroom presence.
Yeah, we're still 2 days a week over at 31st and Troost. We love that community. We love that neighborhood. But
part of Troost Village?
Yes.
It's a
love being part of the village. Yeah, love being part of that village.
All right, that's great. And then I saw on your website that you have an event coming up here in about 3-4 weeks. Next month, the Tech Mob.
Right. Recycling event. It's going to be huge, we hope, because we can really use computers.
And can you tell us a little bit about that? And if somebody wants to donate a computer to your Connecting for Good, what are some of the things that they should do? Or is there any prep for the computer before they bring it in? Or is there particular computers you're looking for?
There is. There's a lot. So the event is April 11th. It's going to be from 11 to 1 that day. We'll have lots of staff on hand. Of course, anything that gets brought in, anybody's donation is a tax-deductible donation.
Okay.
So we'll be handing out the receipts all day long with that. One thing that they probably should, if there's information on that computer that they want to keep, obviously they should remove that data themselves and make a copy of it. We can do that, but it's going to take us a while.
Right.
The other thing is, if they have sensitive information that they want to make sure gets deleted, gets erased securely, we can do that for them, but they need to ask for it at the time they're donating the equipment. They need to let us know.
Oh, okay.
Because we won't just automatically do it.
Okay.
We will, you know, their data is going to get erased. We're going to, you know, go through the normal refurbishing process, which will format the hard drives and erase that stuff. But that's not a secure erase.
Okay.
You know, that can be undone. It's not easy to do, but it can be undone.
But if they specifically ask you.
So if they need that erase, that secure erase, we can do it.
You just want to be told in advance.
Right, because it's a it's an extra process that we don't always do. We're happy to do it. There's no charge for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something we'll automatically do, so they do need to ask.
Right, and you guys are official Microsoft licensed refurbishers, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
So Microsoft does hold us, you know, we have certain procedures we have to meet, you know, which includes the formatting of the hard drive.
But if you're just, you know, an average Joe and you have an old PC at home that you would like to donate, what's some, like, is there particular computers that you're looking for, or?
So we, our hope,
mm-hmm,
is to get the newer equipment. The newer the better.
Right.
We really want to get Core 2s and better. So mm-hmm. I know that's a little bit technical, but that's really what we want.
Mm-hmm.
However, we will accept anything.
Okay.
And whatever we can't use, we turn around and we send to Surplus Exchange.
Oh, okay. You have a partnership with them.
They're our recycling partner, because
mm-hmm.
We're not recyclers, we're reusers.
Right.
So we'll bring it in, and if it's too old for us to use, then we send it to Surplus Exchange. And one of the things we like about them is the fact they are a nonprofit, and they have they guarantee that 100% of your computer will go back into the manufacturing process in the United States.
Okay.
Somewhere.
So it doesn't turn
nothing
up.
Nothing is going to end up in a landfill. Nothing's going to go overseas.
Right.
None of that.
Okay.
They're going to make sure even the gases out of your old televisions are going to end up back in manufacturing.
Okay.
Somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So we really like that part of, and the fact that they've been in this business for 20 plus years.
Right.
So they're well known, well respected.
Okay. And then for our listeners who are interested, what's some way that they can get some more information? What's your website?
So our website is connectingforgood.org. And that's all spelled out. That's all words. There's no numbers in there.
Okay.
We get asked that a lot.
And is there a phone number that someone could call, somebody who is on the wrong side of the digital divide and wants to,
absolutely,
you know, find out more information about your organization?
Yeah, we have a phone number is 816-559-7077 or 913-730-0677.
Okay.
Either one, they can call either number and get all the information they need.
You have been listening to Radioactive Magazine, a locally produced broadcast spotlighting social and political activists in our community. If you'd like more information or like to comment on this program, call Bill Claus at 816-994-7869.